Tower notes, almost home. Where once an ocean carved this land, now sand, rocks, and steel have congealed amid Iowa's glacial till. Transfigured into a trio of curves, they recess as if taking in guests and breath might be the same thing. This stellar tower on the prairie seems ready to embrace another half century of prodigal seasons. Summers, with corn stalking the sky, each tassel nodding with envy and approval. Autumn's palette painting a slow burn toward the sienna and rouge of harvest. Then winter's brittle tests until, again, spring. And through it all they ring, bells at the top of this time teller. Could any magician ask for a better wand? Elevator shaft up its sleeve, telescoping toward the spire, shrouded in the smoke and mirrors of aggregate and glass, unfurling bronze bird songs every 15 minutes. Wings of sound waving hello. Wings of sound waving goodbye. All traveling beyond the tower's view and teeming with its reveries. In the ears of a child, visiting his grandmother just a few blocks from here, then later, half a continent away, a doorbell rings in a California home, and his small voice announces, "Listen, it's Grandma's bell tower." In the heart of a daughter returning home with her new husband, both hoping the expanse of years ahead may astound, like the view found after taking 192 steps together. Maybe in the dream of a random traveler who hears the call of music from this curved siren. Softening the edges of a square, the air above this postcard town has cornered the tome of the open road. That where we go is what we know, and in the distance, every horizon is a promise of almost home.